From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Voting is underway across New Hampshire for the first-in-the-nation primary. The Republican candidates have spent recent days heavily wooing undecided voters. In Manchester, NPR's Lakshmi Singh encountered some staunch Republicans who say they've been undecided because they're less than enamored with this year's candidates.
Good morning. How are you?
The crowds steadily build at this polling site in Manchester, with a number of voters readily admitting that even though they've chosen a Republican candidate, the decision is tepid at best. Roy Rose, a registered Republican, says this primary, he's just not excited about any of the choices.
I think there's enough candidates, but there's just not enough good candidates.
Okay, so you weren't feeling too crazy about any of them?
No.
Okay. But you ended up picking one.
Yes, Huntsman. Because I think of the group who's electable.
John Huntsman, the former Utah governor, has had a modest rise in the polls, and he's hoping his campaign builds traction in the run-up to South Carolina's contest. Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
At least 10 people are dead in an explosion in a marketplace in Pakistan this morning. Officials say they're not sure of the motive. It happened in the northwestern part of Pakistan near the border with Afghanistan. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether the airwaves can still be policed for indecent words or images. This comes at a time when cable TV and the Internet routinely carry such things. This case centers on the use of curse words and fines against broadcasters who showed a woman's naked backside in an episode of ABC's NYPD Blue back in 2003. Sales at the wholesale level are up again. That's according to the Commerce Department. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the data suggests businesses are seeing stronger economic signals.
Sales at the wholesale level were up more than 0.5% in November. They jumped more than 0.75% in October. Some analysts believe it may signal businesses are seeing a pickup in consumer demand. But Britt Beamer with America's Research Group isn't ready to endorse that idea.
I don't see the things being healthier. I've never talked to more consumers out there that are worried.
Another economist says wholesalers simply remain cautious and aren't willing to boost their stockpiles just yet. They barely budged in November. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
And another bright spot on the economy, although fewer jobs were advertised in November, and that's the second month that's happened, in the end, employers ended up hiring more people. The Labor Department says employers hired people for more than 4.1 million jobs, nearly matching the number of jobs listed in September. And in September, that was the highest since May of 2010. Bit of good news for Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead by 64 points at 12,456. The NASDAQ is up 23 points at 2,700, and the S&P 500 is up 10 points. This is NPR News. After ultra-Orthodox Jews dressed up young boys as Holocaust prisoners, draft legislation is making its way through the Israeli government that would make that illegal. The bill would impose prison time for calling somebody a Nazi or using Holocaust symbols for anything other than research or education. Thailand's government will pay out millions of dollars in compensation to victims of recent political conflicts. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Kuala Lumpur that the compensation will extend back to protests leading to the 2006 military coup.
Thailand's cabinet approved the payments, which were recommended last year by the Truth for Reconciliation Commission. That body was set up after the military suppression of protests in 2010 that killed 91 people. The government has earmarked nearly $63 million, including almost $142,000 for each family of victims who were killed. Citizens detained for months without trial will also be compensated. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has put reconciliation high on her agenda, but she's held off on granting amnesty to her brother Thaksin, the former prime minister ousted in the 2006 coup. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.
Only three of the 12 states that won billions of dollars in the U.S. Department of Education's Race to the Top competition are on schedule to implement their proposals. Officials say delays range from trouble implementing reforms to finalizing the contracts. It could cost states millions of dollars. The department says New York, Florida, and Hawaii are the ones with the most significant delays. For the first time, an outspoken Chinese artist is getting a showing in the United States at the Smithsonian. Ai Weiwei's contemporary sculptures will be displayed at the Smithsonian starting this spring. He was detained for 3 months in China last year for speaking out against the government. This is NPR.